1 minute.
Okay, you're good.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and what was your name?
Caleb.
Caleb, okay. This is Caleb 9022. All right, Caleb, go ahead and hit a buzzer to start us off. Awesome. Okay, so first we're going to start with the alphabet.
Yeah.
So can you tell me the letter you see there, the whatever you see here, and then one more thing that starts with that letter?
A, apple, and amber. B, boy, body. C, cookies. I don't know. Caleb?
Yeah, that's great. Good job.
Duck. I mean, D, duck, dog. E, elephant. What else? I don't know what else starts with C. I don't really.
What do you have for breakfast?
Eggs.
Yeah.
F, fish. Four. G, guitar. Good. H, house, ham. I, ice, icicle. J, juice, Jasper?
What was that?
Jasper. I'm just making up words now.
Oh, no, you're fine.
K, key. I don't know.
What might you dip your fries in?
Oh, ketchup. L, eat and leaf. Laugh.
Good one.
M, monkey. My favorite animal. I don't know what else he says.
Who's with you right now? What do you call?
Mommy.
Yeah. You just said, doesn't mom start with M?
Yep. N, nose. No.
Okay, yeah, that works.
O, orange. Orphan.
Okay.
P, plate. Part. Q, quack, quack.
Okay.
R, red, rum.
Okay.
Which I heard in the Pirates of the Caribbean that rum means beer.
So what was that? You saw it in a movie, you said?
Yeah,
you heard about it?
Pirates of the Caribbean, rum means beer.
Oh, okay.
S, spider, snake. T, table, tablespoon. U, umbrella. I don't know what else starts with Z. I mean U.
What's the opposite of down?
Up. V, vacuum cleaner. W, watch, like actual watch.
Okay.
X, x-ray, xylophone. No, that's in D. Y, yogurt. Your?
Okay.
Z, zebra, xylophone.
Okay. Good work. You did great. Can you hit another buzzer for us? Awesome. Okay. Now we're going to look at some numbers. So can you tell me the number you see here?
One.
And what might you think comes next?
Two.
Good guess.
Two, three, four, 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16. It's missing 5 more numbers.
Yeah. So what number is this?
20.
Okay, so what do you think might come next?
21.
Oh, good guess.
Wait. I get it now.
Okay.
25, 30.
Ah, there you go.
30,
35. That's a really great guess. What's this?
40, 50.
Okay.
50, 75, because 25, 50, 75.
Yeah, you make a great point, but so close.
60, 70. 70, 80. 80, 90. I'm going to guess it's 91.
90, okay. 90,
91.
Good guess. So
it keeps changing. It messes with my brain.
I know. It's trying to trick you up, right?
Yes.
Trying to get you to guess the wrong thing.
100.
Okay. Oh, I guess you could look. So 100? Okay.
100. 300.
Okay, what number?
200, 300. 200,
okay. 300. What number is this?
500, 800.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
1,500. That's a really great guess, but we actually are all done with that. You just counted all the way to 1,000. That's pretty awesome, right? So can you now do some of these math problems for us? So
16.
Okay, could you read it as well?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Perfect.
19 take away 1 is 18. 6 times 3 is 18. Oh, crap, I hate division.
You can try your best with it. Do you want to read it first?
21 divided by 3. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. So, 7?
Yeah, nice. Good work.
Awesome. Yay. Oh, just one division. Oh, my goodness. I thought there would be, like, 5 more, and I would not like
that. No, you did great, though. You got each one correct. Can you have another buzzer for us? Awesome. Okay, so the next one you'll be happy to hear is not math equations.
Oh, good. Not math.
So we're going to look at some pictures instead, okay? And play a little game.
Shoe.
Yeah, it is a shoe. So if I tell you we have one shoe here, and now we have another shoe, you would see that there's two
shoes.
Exactly. Okay. So here we have a brib. And now we have another brib. So there's two
breads.
Okay. So this is a light.
One lamp.
We're gonna call it a light.
Okay.
So we have another light. There's two
lights.
Awesome. So now we have a bell. And another bell. So we have two
bells.
Now we have a yawk. And another yawk. So we have two
yawks.
Now we have a crib. And another crib. So we have two
cribs.
Now we have a pipe. And another pipe.
So which is two pipe.
Now we have a foo. And another foo. So we have two
foo.
Now we have a cow and another cow, so we have two
cow.
Now we have a rock and another rock, so we have two
rock.
And now we have a duck and another duck, so we have two
duck.
Now we have a slide and another slide.
There's so two slide.
Now we have a skack and another skack, so we have two
skack.
now we have a bag and another bag. So we have two
bags.
Now we have a ship and another ship. So we have two
ship.
Awesome. And now we have a cup and another cup. So we have two
cup.
Now we have a snack and another snack. So we have two
snacks.
Now we have a yak and another yak. So we have two
yaks.
Now we have a myth and another myth. So we have two
myth.
And now we have a smi and another smi. So we have two
smi.
Awesome, we're back at the beginning. That was terrific. Can you hit another buzzer for us? Yay, okay. Now we're gonna look at some more pictures. All right, so this first picture here, can you tell me everything you see?
I see a fish, another fish, plus flowers and leaves in the background, and a lion on a bow as a child.
Yeah. So, what's going on in this picture?
It looks like a lion and a boy is on a bow going through a pond.
Okay. Why?
I guess they just want to enjoy nature.
Okay. Where are they going to?
Don't know.
Any guesses?
To the forest.
Okay. What are they gonna do there?
Get a campfire.
Get a what?
I don't know.
Just use your imagination. Make a story.
Yeah, imagination is my little name.
Okay.
chop down a tree.
Okay. Chopping a tree down
so they can use that to do another bow since the other bow had a hole.
Oh, okay. Why do they need so many boats? Isn't one enough?
No, because you can never have too much.
Okay. So they're adventurous. They want to be on the boat all the time.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you think the lion and the boy are friends?
Yes.
How did they become friends?
The boy went to a safari with his grandfather and made friends with the lion.
Okay. So, if you were to meet a lion, would you want to be friends with a lion?
Yes.
Yeah? Isn't that kind of scary, though?
I will say I'm a 100% a scary cat.
No, I mean, it's not even being that, just that lions are a bit scary, right?
Yeah, I will say.
So what animals, well, it sounds like you love lions too, but what animals would you want to be friends with?
Monkeys.
Oh. Any other ones?
Lizards.
Okay.
Humans, since they're also animals.
Okay.
Cows, animals. That's all.
Okay. Is there anything else silly about this picture you notice?
No. Actually, a lion on a boat.
What?
A lion on a boat.
Yeah, that is silly, right?
Yeah.
Would you ever go on a boat with a lion?
I don't know. I would be afraid and also brave. Yeah. I don't know. Freya Brave.
Where would you go with a lion?
The safari.
The safari? What do you see at a safari?
Tall grass, animals, and trees.
Okay. Cool. Alright, anything else about this picture?
No.
Alright, well, that was really great. Okay, now with this picture, what's happening here?
A boy that's pretending to be a pilot. It's a messy room.
What's wrong? Is it falling too low?
No.
You said it's a messy room.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the mask. My bad, I thought you were talking about your mask being low or something.
No, I'm just going so I can see it more clear.
Okay, it's a messy room. Why is it messy?
Yezzy is playing pretend.
Okay. So, what things do you see in the room?
Cars, a goldfish, pillows stacked on top of each other, paper airplanes. For some reason, an airplane. And clouds, and a tree, and a window, and a bed, and a blanket, and a sock, and another pillow.
So when you play in your room, is yours this messy?
No. It's because mostly me and my, we live in an apartment, so the only big room is the living room.
So you clean there most of the time?
Yeah.
Would you say it's this messy, or do you clean up pretty well?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I am a child.
What do you play?
Pretend.
Sure, what?
Pretend.
Pretend? What do you play pretend?
Avengers.
Okay, like what?
Pretend Spider-Man. And I'm Captain America.
That's so fun.
But we also pretend as other superheroes, like sometimes over he likes Deadpool a lot.
Sorry, what was that?
He likes Deadpool a lot.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Deadpool. Is he also a superhero?
Anti-superhero.
Okay.
So, like, supervillain and superhero? He's part of the X-Men. I'm a big fan. I'm not.
Okay, okay. So, you like the Marvel ones more?
Yes.
So, do you all save the day together?
Yes. We save people from villains, like a pretend guy called Red Goblin or Glitch, which is, I'm not even going to talk about that because that's probably going to take an hour of talking.
Go for it. It's fine. Who's Glitch?
Glitch is an alien from outer space, which is like a glitched alien. He landed at a junkyard and he sees all these parts, so he goes into like a computer and he gets like tinfoil for arms and like some kind of tin stuff for legs, like garbage stuff. And we're enemies because he tries to glitch our computer so the first field around our Avengers Tower would fall down. And then all the bad guys would destroy it all.
Oh, interesting. So you all have like this whole like story going
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
That sounds so fun.
Yes.
Awesome. So is there anything else you see in this picture you want to talk about? Like up here, do you think this is actually in his room?
No. He's just imaginative.
Just imagining things?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is he imagining?
That he's a pilot.
Okay. Would you want to be a pilot?
That is a really good no.
What do you want to be?
I don't know. I have a lot of talents, like acting.
Yeah.
Oh. Drawing. A lot.
Yeah. No, it's so fun. I mean, I guess the good news is you don't need to know right now, right? You have so much time.
Yeah. Like, 8 more years.
Yeah, so long. Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
He's dressed like a pilot.
Yeah, do you ever play dress up?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Like, when you do pretend, do you like to put anything on or like a cape or anything?
No, but when there's a wizard or some kind of old man, we like to get a blanket and put it around us. Put the blanket over us.
Yeah, awesome. All right, we can go to the next one then. All right, what do you see here?
Wait a second. my forehead's just tired from all the stress.
Do you want me to fix it for you?
Yes. Thank you.
I can try to fix it. Is it too tight?
I can try to put it
a bit looser if you want to.
Yeah.
Here, can you look up straight, please? Thank you. Just so I can get it on the right spot. Okay, how's that?
That's the right spot.
Better?
Yep. Alright,
so what do you see here?
An octopus, a science lab, a rat, a girl with a light bulb.
What else?
Science kits, books, jars, more rats, garbage.
Anything else on the shelves?
Beacons, magna. I forgot what those are called.
No, you're on it. Magnifying glass.
Jars. Beacons.
What's it?
That's a light bulb. Oh, that. A plant.
Mm-hmm.
I am really fascinated with plants.
Oh, yeah?
Without plants, there will be no life.
Do you have any plants?
My mom has a lot.
Okay.
Like a jungle.
Do you know any of their names?
Snake plant. That's all I know. I forgot the other ones.
Okay. How do you take care of a plant?
You water them.
Okay.
And give them sunlight. My mother said if you talk to them, they will grow even better.
Oh, really? That's cool. I didn't know that. I don't have many plants. It's awesome. All right. Well, have you ever... So what do you think they're doing here?
Doing science.
Doing science? What type of science?
And chemistry.
Okay. Have you done science before? Or like an experiment?
You probably don't know this, but... have you heard of Galileo dropping two balls off of the tilted tower of Pisa?
No.
Both of them will land because even the different amount of weight, they will still land at the same time.
Wow, that's awesome.
I tried to do that with my little male mayfigs of Green Goblin, Hulkbuster, but.
You want to try one of these really good? Yeah, maybe. Here, let's switch it out. This one might be better. It has a dolphin on it. Or a whale. I think it's a whale. How's that? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay. So you said that you. Did like a similar experiment?
Yeah. I dropped both of them, but it was busted.
Okay. I actually think I do remember this now that you're explaining. I think I learned this once. Did you learn this in your science class?
No. But we have a bunch of Who Was books. And they talk about people from the past, their backstories. I'm reading about Isaac Newton. Yeah. I heard it in the Galileo Who Was book.
Awesome.
We have like here all the way to here. That's how much Who Was books there were.
Okay. Very cool. Well, you're doing science today here too, right? You're doing language science.
Yeah.
So another thing to add to your list. Awesome. So in this picture, do you think that the scientist here knows that the octopus is there, or do you think they're working together? What's happening?
I think she's also using her imagination.
Oh, so you think the octopus isn't actually there?
Yeah.
Why is she imagining the octopus?
Maybe she's giant, and maybe is her imaginary friend.
Okay. And what's the octopus doing then?
Helping her with science.
Okay.
Since he's taking notes, it looks like. I don't know about the rats. I think they're lab rats.
The rats aren't helping?
No.
Alright. Anything else about this picture?
No.
Alright, then we'll go on to the next one. What do you see here?
Farming! I always wanted to do this.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have a house or a backyard yet.
Okay, well, I think this is a very big area. This is probably like an actual farm or something, right? Or what do you think it is?
I think it's an actual farm.
Okay. Well, what do you see on the farm?
Big beetroot, a girl. Beetroots everywhere. Snail. Another snail. Snails everywhere. A shovel. Sky. Fence. Grass. Stones.
So what's silly about this picture?
Big rash.
A big radish?
That could be a beetroot or a radish.
Yeah. What is she doing with that?
I think she's getting it out of the ground.
Okay. Why?
Because she wants to eat it.
She's gonna eat the whole thing?
She probably has a family.
She so what, sorry?
She probably has a family, so yeah.
So they're gonna eat together?
Yep.
What are they gonna make with it?
Beetroot soup, maybe?
Oh.
Big jug of beetroot soup.
Would you eat that?
Probably not.
What do you like to eat?
Goldfish.
Ooh, yum.
Goldfish. A little bit of graham crackers, goldfish.
Okay.
Plus peanut butter sandwiches.
Yum.
And strawberries. And a lot of berries. And kiwi. Fun fact, did you know kiwi helps prevent cancer and heart diseases?
No. I didn't know that.
Next time you see kiwi, buy as much as you can.
Oh, you're right, I should.
I love kiwi.
It's good for you then. Awesome. So, if you had a farm, what would you want to plant?
Cucumbers. Can you grow cucumbers?
Yeah, I think so.
They're vegetables, and they come out of the ground, so yeah. I don't know. Carrots? Radishes?
So carrots, cucumber, radishes. What else? Any fruit?
Tomatoes? We probably can't eat fruit because they belong in a tropical area like Florida, which is where my grandparents live.
Fun. So if it was a tropical area, what fruit would you want to grow?
Oranges, coconuts for mommy and daddy. Bananas, definitely bananas. Avocados.
Ooh, you know all of them. That's awesome.
Kiwi.
Yeah, can't forget the kiwi, right?
And also applesauce. I mean apples.
You could make applesauce with them, right? Awesome, okay. So, do you think that this person here, do you think this is her farm, or do you think she's just helping on it?
Helps.
Hers?
Helps.
Helping, okay. So whose farm is it?
His family's.
Ah, okay.
So it's sort of hers, I guess.
What are the snails doing there?
Producing, I guess. Because in my science book, there's producers like worms. I don't know if they're producers, though. I don't know.
Okay, so maybe just helping in some way, though.
Yeah, some way.
Okay. What do you see back here?
Fences, clouds, sky, rashes.
Awesome, okay.
Grass, stones.
Yeah. Anything else about this picture?
No.
All right, well, we're all done with that one. Do you want to hit another buzzer for us? and now we have some reading. Could you read this page for me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was June, and the sun was warm this day. Today, Cam was planning a trip to the water park with Uncle Mo. On the phone at 8 o'clock, his Uncle Mo had said, "I will pick you up at 10. Cam was ready to go at 9 o'clock. He was very excited for his day with Uncle Mo. Cam can't wait. Cam waited outside and watched the cars go by. Pops came out. "Do you have your hat?" Pop asked. "The sun will be warm." Cam did not have his hat. He ran inside and grabbed his red and gray baseball cap with the letter O on it. Cam was ready to go. Wait a second. Got itch. Mom came out. "Do you have a towel?" Mom asked. "You will get wet." Cam did not have his towel. He ran inside and got his Spider-Man beach towel. I thought that would go crazy because of that. Cam thought, "I have my hat and my towel. What else will I need?" Cam put some coins in his pocket in case he needed money. Now he was ready to go. He sat outside, waited for Uncle Mo. He watched the buses go by. Cam looked back and forth down the street. Finally, Cam saw a tall man walking the man looked at Cam and lifted his chin. Cam looked at the man and lifted his chin. Cam jumped down the steps and ran to Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo gave Cam the rock. "Ray, little man, little man? Uncle Mo asked. Cam had his hat, his towel, and some money ready. Cam said. Cam smiled and waved to Mom and Pop as he and Uncle Mo walked to the bus stop.
Awesome. Wow, you're such a great reader.
I do read like 5 chapters.
Wow, a day?
Not really. I guess, yes.
Wow. Do you want to read another page?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Omer was a hard worker. When he got home from school, he helped his mom clean. "Omer, please help me clean the kitchen," his mom said. "Yes, Mom," Omer replied. He went in the kitchen and began to work. There was a big mess to clean because 6 people lived in his home. While he worked, he saw about playing soccer. "When I am finished with the dishes, I will see if my friends will play soccer with me." When Omer finished working in the kitchen, he picked up his soccer ball and started heading to the door. "Omer, please help me clean the tub," his mom requested. Omer remembered his grandmother telling him, "You must listen to your mom, and do everything you are told." So Omer set down his ball. "Yes, Mom," Omer said. He went to the tub to clean. While he worked, he thought about his grandmother, who lived in Somalia. He missed her and liked to send her a letter. Omer's mom also wrote grandmother's letter in Somalia. Omer wrote the envelopes in English. Every month, Omer's mom sent money to grandmother. Grandmother bought food for Omer's aunt and cousins. Omer worked hard for his mom. His mom worked hard for grandmother. When the tub was clean, Omer got his soccer ball. soccer ball. He started to head outside. Omar, thank you for working so hard today. You are an important part of our family. Have fun playing soccer with your friends. Omar smiled as he went outside to play.
Wow, great job. That was so terrific. So we do have one more, but you don't have to read if you don't want to.
Oh, my idea.
You want to read it? Okay.
Yeah. Leroy just came from a different country and is learning to speak English. He does not know some words, and Len often laughs at him when he talks. This makes Leroy feel bad, and he does not play with the other boys. One day, the boys were playing soccer. The teacher told Leroy to go play with the boys. Leroy did not listen to the boys that made fun of him. He just played hard and won the game for his team. His team was surprised and very happy. You are a good player, Leroy. Will you be my friend? Said Len. Yes, Leroy said. Every day, all the boys will with Leroy and help him with his English. If you see me doing this, that means I'm itching my forehead.
Oh, you're fine. I didn't even notice.
Okay. I live with my mom. My little sister lives with my dad. My dad and sister live with my grandma. My grandma is having a birthday party for my sister. Mom and I go to the party. There are many people at the party. Most of the people are my family. The grown-ups sit in the kitchen and play cards. The children take turns playing Spider-Man and Super Mario on the DS. It is time for cake. My sister is happy when we sing to her. She blows out the 5 candles after we eat cake. We all dance to Justin Bieber.
Awesome, you did such a great job reading. You're really good. Well, you can hit another button and then we'll move on to the next one. Awesome, okay. For this one, can you tell me what they're doing and then how you do it?
He's brushing his teeth. And you brush your teeth by putting toothpaste on a toothbrush.
Is that all?
Yeah, I guess.
So you just put toothpaste on a toothbrush, and then your teeth are magically clean?
No. You have to brush them on your teeth.
Okay. And then what?
Your teeth are clean.
What happens, though? You just hold the toothbrush for the rest of the day?
No. You at least have to, like, brush your teeth for, like, 5 minutes or soon, and you gotta spit out the toothpaste and wash down your spit.
Okay. Okay. What about this one? What are they doing?
Washing his hands.
And how do you wash your hands step by step?
You put water on your hands, you put soap on your hands, you scrub for like 20 seconds, or you can sing happy birthday twice. You then wash off the soap, and then you dry them with a towel, or a paper towel.
What are they doing?
Tying their shoes.
How do you tie your shoes?
I can't really tie my shoes.
Okay. So what do you normally do?
So think of it like a game. You have to crisscross through the spice under the tube. Pull through the rope. Go around the guards. Go the guards go through the loop, I guess. Actually, the guards go around you, and then the guards get tied.
Okay. What are they doing?
Pouring cereal.
How do you pour cereal?
So you get the box, you open it, you open the bag in it, and you pour the cereal inside a bowl. You stop when it's full, and you close it back and put it on your refrigerator or your counter.
Awesome. What are they doing?
Put it on their shirt.
How do you put a shirt on?
First you put your head through the shirt. You put your hand through, and you just pull, and then boop.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Making cupcakes.
How do you do that?
So this is gonna take a while.
Give it your best shot.
So first you need cupcake mix. You put milk inside a bowl.
Okay.
You also put sugar inside a bowl.
Okay.
I'm guessing flour.
Okay.
A little bit of baking soda.
Yeah.
You put it in the oven for like 10 to 15 minutes, I guess. You get them out. You get some kind of cupcake cream, like not sour cream. Definitely don't do sour cream. And you do the sour cream, whatever you want, and get a shaped sprinkles and just sprinkle it on top.
Yeah, sounds good. What are they doing?
Painting.
How do you paint?
So first you need a piece of paper. And you need a pencil. You draw out the symbol or picture you want to do. You get the colors like red, blue, purple. You get tin foil. You put the paints on, and then you get a paintbrush. Put the paint on the paintbrush and start doing art.
Awesome. What are they doing?
Putting a buckle on.
How do you do that?
So first you get into the car. You grab the buckle, and mostly all you do is just go like shh. That's all you do mostly.
Okay.
Because that's always works for me. It automatically just goes around there and goes around my shoulder.
Yeah, keeps you safe.
Yes.
All right, what are they doing?
Feeding a teddy bear.
How do you do that?
You can't feed a teddy bear. She's probably pretending.
Okay, so how would you pretend to feed a teddy bear then?
You get a type of food. You put a spoon in it and just go like...
Yeah. All right, what are they doing?
Playing dress up.
Okay, how do you play dress up? What steps might you take to, like, play dress up?
Do, so, put your legs through, where your, okay, put your legs through, the circle that you put your head through. You push out your legs through the pants. You put your hands out. You put a mask on. Then you tape the costume up.
Okay. And what might you dress up for?
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween, right? What were you for Halloween?
Last year I was Albert Einstein.
Oh, that's so cool.
Equals MC square.
That's awesome. I love that. Aw. Awesome. Okay. Shall we?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
trampoline slide.
How do you do that?
So you go up the ladder, you sit down, then you scoot your butt onto the slide and go like, whee!
What's your favorite toy on a playground?
Probably, I don't know.
You like all of them, is that
yeah.
why?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fun, right?
Yeah.
All right, what are they doing?
Playing soccer.
How do you play soccer?
I have no idea, since I haven't played soccer in like 3 years.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, I don't know how to play soccer either. How might you kick a ball?
You put your legs back, and you make sure the ball hits, like, this side of your shoe,
okay.
I'm guessing.
So like the inside.
And then go, like,
boom. Ah, okay, cool. What are they doing?
Playing blocks.
How do you play blocks?
So, you get a block, and you place it.
Take a single block and just put it on the table?
And then place another block and another block, and soon you will have a tower.
Ah, okay.
All the way up. That's bright.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, what are they doing?
Playing swing.
How do you swing?
So first you get on the swing. And you push your legs back and forth, and soon you get higher and higher.
Okay. Do you normally swing by yourself, or do you have someone push you?
Usually I need some strength.
Okay. Yeah, swings can be tricky, right?
Yeah.
All right, what are they doing?
Eating.
They're
candy.
What?
They're eating candy.
Okay. What does it look like they might be doing here?
Sharing.
Sharing, whoa, okay, how do you share?
You only have one single computer. You will give, I would say that the youngest goes first.
Okay, so like you give the youngest something, or what do you mean?
I let the youngest, I give the youngest a turn, and then I get a turn.
Oh,
youngest,
gotcha. Okay.
My turn.
Do you and your brother share candy normally?
I say that's a pretty hard no.
You want to eat all the candy. What's your favorite candy?
Reese's.
Ooh, yum.
Like I say, I love paper.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame ya. What's this person doing?
Waiting?
How do you do that?
So, do whatever your parents do, like, just sit on a chair, then once the, and if you hear a timer go off from your parents to know you're done waiting, you just get up and just do whatever you want again.
Yeah, what might you wait for normally?
Food.
Food, yep. Okay. Well, great job with that. You can hit another buzzer. Yeah, you deserve that. You deserve hitting all those. You did so great so far.
Maybe
so,
just do like one of those.
Okay, so this is our last one, okay?
Okay.
So can you tell me what you see here?
A boy in space with planets like Jupiter, I believe, Saturn, Uranus, aliens. Wait, aliens?
Mm-hmm.
An asteroid. It's some kind of spin top that you use, like, go like, up there. Space shuttle. Boy having a notebook.
Yeah. So what is this person doing?
being in space.
Okay. What are they doing in space?
Probably researching.
Okay. Do you notice anything silly about this picture?
And there's bugs in space.
Yeah, what else?
That there is a UFO.
Okay. Did you notice this?
Yeah, I know. So I went like boop, boop,
oh,
boop,
okay.
Boop.
What is a ladybug doing in space?
I don't know, but I went survive a second.
All right. Well, you did such a great job today, Caleb.